Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Whoosh! Now it's on to Wisconsin. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Great basketball teams can play any style, and the Tar Heels will face that challenge tonight when they try to win the Maui Invitational against Wisconsin. Carolina routed previously unbeaten Oklahoma State Tuesday night 107-75, but there'll be no scoring 100 points against the rugged Big Ten Badgers. Oklahoma State spread the court and tried to dribble penetrate, but Roy Williams' best defensive team in years would have none of it. The Heels slipped to the basket repeatedly, shot 57% for the game, and were never threatened after building an early double-digit lead. The Cowboys' Juwan Evans had another 30-point night, but needed 25 shots to get there, while Joel Berry was more efficient, scoring 24 points on only 10 shots and 6 free throws. As free-flowing as this game was, with 6 Tar Heels on double figures and a 7th with 9 points, the challenge against Wisconsin will be just the opposite. The Badgers will try to take away Carolina's running attack and play 5-on-5, with center Ethan Happ making it much more difficult for the Heels' trio of big men, which again dominated the paint with 36 points and 18 rebounds. But it was the guard play that demonstrated UNC's versatility, as Berry, Justin Jackson with 22 points, Nate Britt with 13, and Kenny Williams 9, showing Oklahoma State how to share the ball with 16 assists, 10 by Berry and JJ. The now 6-0 Tar Heels are suddenly being called one of the best teams in the country against a schedule that gets tougher with every game. Wisconsin, which out-rebounded Georgetown 50-21 and held the Hoyas to 38% shooting in the other Maui semifinal, will easily be their most difficult test thus far. ESP announces Dan Schumann and Jay Billis gushed over Carolina's offensive prowess and especially its defense, which limited Oklahoma State to 27% from the floor besides the spectacular Evans. So far, the Heels are making a mockery of what was supposed to be a tough tournament field. They get the chance to finish the job tonight at 10 p.m. and win the Maui title for the third time. This is Archansky. See ya.